Aleluia! 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 Oh, aleluia! Oh, aleluia! He is mighty good. Oh, aleluia! Oh, aleluia! Aleluia! I know you are in church this morning. How many of you are happy to be here this morning? Lift up your hand and clap your hand. Let God know you are alive today. Hallelujah! Hey! Hey! Hallelujah! Hey! Hallelujah! Oh, glory, glory, glory! Hallelujah! Yes, hallelujah. Glory, glory. He is here this morning. He is visiting with us this morning. Just join yourself with him and you will be all right. Amen. I give honor to God, to Reverend Armstrong, and to all of you that have come to worship the Lord in the spirit and the truth. And if you come for any other reason, I would say your coming is in vain. But we are here this morning to worship our God, our Savior, who died on the cross for our sins, and he made it possible for us to be here this morning. And you can tell I'm not from United States. I'm from Port-au-Prince, Haiti, where we speak Creole and French. But we are serving a living God who speaks all the languages. So, with my accent, don't pay attention to it. But God is a good God. Earthquake happened. God still keep me alive. Hurricane Matthew passed through. Did a lot of damage, but God has kept me alive. For a reason. And I say thanks to God for missionaries, because if it were not for missionaries, I would not be standing here on this pulpit. Reverend Woodson did not know me. Reverend Armstrong did not know me. And Sister Stewart, Mother Kaufman, went to Haiti a few years ago. And we've met. With that, we are connected with Shallow. And Mother Stewart had a vision for the children, and also for the adult. And the chapel is really going strong. On Good Friday, we ordain a new young man to be the pastor of the chapel of Community Baptist Church in Cité Soleil. But it's because Sister Stewart and Mother Kaufman were willing to answer God's call at the age of 85. So I can say God has no limit on age to use somebody. Can you smile with somebody kneeling, sitting near to you, to say God is still in the business of doing a good job? Let's go to the word in the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one of that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his son went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offering according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my son have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This did Job continually. Thank you. You may be seated. Our subject this morning is Job and his family. Among the many great stories of old, of the Old Testament, the story of Job is one of the favorites of millions of Christians and the Jews around the world. We turn to this story for courage to face the realities of life, and for strength to endure. In spite of the great crisis, we read the book of Job that it might inspire hope in us. When it seemed that all hope is gone, we consult Job as to what to do. When our days that began with a bright sunshine suddenly become bleak with sorrow and trouble, we meditate upon the word of Job when night grows long and sleep breaks from us because of perplexing problems. We turn to this story when lingering sickness take hold upon us and there seems to be no hope for our recovery, that we might learn how to take pain and suffering without complaining. We seek words of wisdom from the book of Job, who with faith in God stood the crucial test of life unwavering. Ministers and laymen alike make frequent reference to Job when trying to give hope and courage to the discouraged who stand upon the brink of despair. Job gives us the answer for fickle and undependable mates who cannot see the hand of God working for our good when we are suffering. He tells us what attitude to take when our trusted friends let us down. When we need them most, but we are accused falsely to the face of some secret sins of which you and I are not guilty. The story of Job brings some relief to those who must stand at the silent tomb of their sainted loved one with tear-stained eyes as they are lowered to their final resting place. Job gives us hope of a future life in these often quoted words, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Whom shall I see for myself? And my eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reins be consumed within me." Job shows us how to have possession and yet, never let our possession possess our souls. Job shows us patience, shows us there is privilege in staying connected, that you can survive the calamities. He survived his trial 140 years. The story points, hallelujah, out the fact that Job was an honest and upright man who had a family. After telling us John's name and his nativity, the next thing that is pointed out is his family, his wife, his 7 sons, and 3 daughters. Beloved, I can pause now to say there is nothing like a godly man with a family. Riches and honor and fames and claim have a place in the world among men. But nothing is so important as a family. And nothing should be as important to man as his family. To Job, his family was his greatest blessing. Life with his family was his greatest joy. And any man who has a family is truly blessed beyond thousands. And he should be grateful for it. A man who has a family should be proud of it, for families are God given, are God given. A man who has a family has something and someone to live for. No sacrifice is too great for a man who desires the best for his family, like Job. No night is too dark, and no distance is too long when a man is going to see about his family. To his family, a man owes his all, and to his family, he should give his all. All of this is good, but it is not enough. Children need more than food and raiment. They need more than a place to stay. They need more than freedom. They need more than home entertainment. They need more than a car ride. They need more than being dropped off at church. They need more than money to spend. They need more than education. Beloved, goodness is fine, but goodness without God become good for nothing. Above and beyond being good, we need God. We need God. Can you say to your neighbor, we need God. We need God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's hard to see teenagers peeping through bars and lying on slab in jail. It's hard to go to the prison and see men and women being herded like cattle under armed guards. It is no fun looking down on a youngster lying cold in death. It's happened in Haiti too. Many teenagers involved in gangs. But we are praying and we are on the street in the neighborhood. Let them know God's care. God's care. Job had a deep concern and intense interest and sincere desire was in for moral and spiritual growth and development for his children. This we discern when we read the first few verses of that book. Job was not a saint at church and a tyrant at home. His children did not have to tremble with fear nor hide away when he entered the house. He was gentle, kind, and understanding. No vulgar language ever came out of his mouth, but his fatherly counsel and sane advice. Job managed to keep his family in harmony. He instilled in them a spirit of family oneness. When Job could not talk a problem out with them, he prayed out to God for them. And this always worked, morning, noon, and night, and sometimes all to the night, even in the weird hours of the night. His children could hear him call their name one by one in prayer. He called the memory day. He stood and stook the sacred marriage now to keep his bride even unto death. I can imagine Job with an anguished heart pondering about the joy of former wife. I see him reflecting on the fact that he had lost everything of materials value. But notice that he said nothing about the love of his cattle, sheep and camels, his materials, wealth and possession. I'm convinced that it was the loss of his family that was bothersome. I hear him saying, "Now my sickness and mine are too hard to bear. But I know it is God's will. But it would not be so hard to bear if my family, my all that was so dear to me, were here. My pain would not be so severe if my family could be here to help give me ease. My soul that ran continually with corruption both day and night would not be so offensive if my family were to wash me and dress me in decent clothes. My tears that are my meat in the night, if my family were here, I would have someone to sympathize with me. I could sing sometime, even in my pain, if my family were here. I could face death unafraid if my family were here. Though doom and disaster have blasted and broken my family ties, though catastrophe has consumed my children, though my wife willfully allowed the devil to bow her mouth, though disease has bounded upon me like a vulture, though I have had to hear the stinging reproach of my so-called friends, there is one factor that has held me together, and that is, in the midst of unspeakable suffering that I cannot explain, I can still say that I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that my Redeemer will see to me. I know that my Redeemer will come back. I know that my Redeemer will deliver me. I know in my sickness that my Redeemer will be by my bedside. I know when I'm driving on the street, my Redeemer will protect me. I know. Hallelujah. 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 Even though I may not have food on my table, I know that my Redeemer will see that somebody come by and put something on my doorway. I know. Hallelujah. Even though I may be despised by friends, but my Redeemer. Do you have your Redeemer with you this morning? He will see that you have been taken care of because he cares. You are not by yourself. Stay connected with him. When time come, he will come. He will put his hand around you to let you know, I am with you. Stay connected. Discouragement may come. Sometime you may think nobody cares. But my Redeemer, your Redeemer, our Redeemer will see to it. He will see to it. Do you believe he will see to it? Do you believe he will see to it? Shall Singer can be made. Aidez-moi, restez ferme, moi bouqué, fatigué, tellement dans l'aura. Alléluia. N'en fait noir. Clé-out. Là-devant. Oh, alléluia. Qu'est-ce cher Seigneur, fais-moi vivre Hallelujah. 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 I know my Redeemer liveth. God bless you.